Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty, which it's about time I got around to this one. I'm sure many of you will be up to date on this one, but I just wanted to try and cover the main basis here because, of course, this is a very extremely disturbing development. And, we'll talk about the World Health Organization more generally as well. Before we do that, just a reminder, hit the heart button at the end when you finish listening to this, please, if you would do that for me. And if you want to support the platform, because we are seriously censored, then go to DonorBox or go to Buy Me a Coffee, links below, where you can drop a dollar or you can drop a pound or a ruble or a Bitcoin or whatever you want in the hat sitting over there. Okay, so the World Health Organization has been to the fore since essentially, I guess, the beginning of 2020 as regards the outbreak of COVID-19. And it has been extraordinarily influential. Essentially, it set down the guidance, which most governments have followed to varying degrees, but largely in conformance with when it came to, for example, lockdowns, when it came to the wearing of masks, and of course, when it came to the rollout of the vaccine and when it came to vaccine passports. So much of that which has afflicted our lives, you know, over the past couple of years, you can trace it back to the World Health Organization as much as you can trace it back to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Or indeed back to a lab in Wuhan, as the case may be. But the World Health Organization, to me, it's like a spider, a fat, bloated spider sitting at the center of a very dark web. And one of the things that it's been up to in recent times is the drafting of a global pandemic treaty on what it calls pandemic preparedness that would give it, and this is the thing to look out for, absolute power over global biosecurity. It would seize the power to implement digital identities, vaccine passports, mandatory vaccinations, travel restrictions, standardized medical care, and more. Just think about that for one moment. It's the World Health Organization via this treaty, which, by the way, as far as I can see, most governments are signing up to. Certainly British governments expressed enthusiasm for it. This global pandemic treaty would mean that the World Health Organization itself could say, right, everyone in Britain, because of this new variant of the vaccine, or indeed this new virus, or whatever it is, we're mandating that you take the vaccine. No ifs or buts, you're taking it. Well, that's tyranny. If they decide that, well, we're going to impose digital IDs, vaccine passports, the World Health Organization would do it. And because of the fact that these governments, these subsidiaries, would sign up to the treaty, they would then implement it. So it would be the World Health Organization that says, well, you can travel to such and such a country, but not to such and such a country. And to do that, you've got to have your ID, passport, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, this pandemic treaty is absolute poison. I did listen to James Corbett. I don't know if you subscribe to his podcast, The Corbett Report, but he did a lengthy and detailed deep dive into the pandemic treaty that's being drafted. You should listen to it. I do follow his podcasts. And, Majid Nawaz, who said recently that this pandemic treaty is essentially a backdoor to global empire. Exactly. The World Health Organization are essentially the guy leaders of the New World Order. And so it appears that this is almost a one world government being organized in the name of fighting pandemics. But in actual fact, it feels to me like much more to be about controlling people, controlling populations, telling us what we will and will not be allowed to do. And the governments can sort of keep a distance from it. And they can say, Boris will be able to say, look, folks, I don't have a choice in this. The World Health Organization has decreed that you're going to get your booster jab. And so from tomorrow, anyone who doesn't get their booster jab is in breach of the law, and we could be criminalized. And it's the World Health Organization that provides the basis on which the government could do things like that. So this is pernicious. And you will notice that the mainstream media is keeping the hell away from this. They don't want to talk about this. They want to let this slip through. And so what we are going to find is a situation, I think, where in the name of keeping you safe from infection, the globalists will attack your democracy, your civil liberties, your personal freedoms in ways that you could never have imagined, and in ways which even national governments mightn't be able to do. But they will be able to do it because, hey, we're keeping you safe. So this is something that we all need to be aware of. It should be on everyone's radar. We should be absolutely opposing it. I know people have raised various forms of protest about it. And as I say, I can't emphasize strong enough just how dangerous this is. And it just emphasizes a truism that I've been on about for years. And that is that these supranational bodies like the WHO, you know, they're sheer evil. They need to be broken up. But no one will do that because they control everything. It's like the United Nations. I mean, obviously, they're under the auspices of the United Nations. But the World Health Organization is going to weaponize the fear of pandemics to put in place a global response, as they will define it. But that global response will take away, excuse me, your right to say no, your right not to have to show ID. It will take away all of those rights. And that's why, as I say, we absolutely have to oppose it. Thanks for listening.
Pandemic treaty. The World Health Organization has started drafting a global pandemic treaty on pandemic preparedness that would grant it absolute power over global biosecurity, such as the power to implement digital identities / vaccine passports.